Sportsman Podcast. This is your boy Ricky. Let's talk about this. I want to talk about how to leave things out of your life that doesn't matter. Just imagine this. You're carrying a backpack. Every step you take is heavier and heavier. Inside that backpack are things you no longer need. It's a burden that slows you down. But here's the secret. You have the power to unzip the backpack and let go. Let go of the negative thoughts, the toxic relationships, the habit that holds you back. Because when you light up your load, you make room for other people, other things that come into your life, as well as greatness. And the thing I'm saying, guys, I know this for a fact. It's like sometimes in the morning when I'm going to work, I have my backpack on. I don't put my laptop in it. I got my tablet in it. As I get towards my car, I notice it's getting heavy and heavy. I'm like, why am I even carrying this stuff? Because I only need it for work. So I walk my happy self back to the house and unload that stuff. Take it back out of my backpack and it becomes lighter. Then I've gotten rid of all that dead weight that I don't need. And that's the same thing in life. You have to delete things from your life that do not matter. It's like decluttering your mind. You know how you have so much stuff on your mind? You have to clutter your mind, stop, make a process, and say, okay, let me get some of this stuff off my mind and handle one thing at a time. That's what it's about. It's about creating space for what truly matters, your dreams, passion, and your purpose. Your dreams, your passion, and your purpose. Those things that matter the most. When you let go of the noise, you can hear your own voice loud and clear than ever before. And that's what it is in life. You got to let go of some of the noise that's drowning out. You're hearing your own self talk. It can become a problem. But let me tell you this, it's not always easy. And that's one thing I want to make sure you understand. Anything you're dealing with life, it's not easy. It's going to be difficult. You'll have to deal with it. You'll have to make changes. You'll have to learn how to rip the dab around obstacles that are going to be in your way. It's not meant to be easy, but it is meant for you to figure out. Sometimes these things we need to delete are deeply ingrained. It's like an old file that's thrown up on my mental hard drive. You got to declutter that mental hard drive sometimes. But you have to remember, every time you hit the delete button, you reclaim a piece of yourself. You're choosing growth over comfort, progress over stagnation. Sometimes you have to make adjustments, changes in life, and you have to reclaim things in your life. You know, you don't want to walk around here with a cluttered mind. Declutter your mind, like I said before. And you have to think of it this way. Life is like a journey, and you're a captain of your ship. You really want to go out and sail with excess baggage being used when you're down. Let's hear this sheriff, and I love the sheriff too, back in the day. He always had a saying in his meetings, if you're on my ship, this is a metaphor, guys, if you're on my ship, and you're not on the ship sailing with me for purpose, you're going overboard. If that's anything, if nobody's on your ship, and they don't have a purpose, the same purpose that you're trying to get to, get them out your way. Get them, throw them overboard and keep going forward. You want to keep selling forward, man, for your passion. You already got the wind against your back. You can see the horizon as you're selling deeper into the water. You can see the horizon. So, like I said, don't let nobody on your ship that's not going to be on there for your passion only. The thing I want to say, though, is this, guys, at the end of this, I want to urge you, delete the negativity, delete the doubt, delete the distractions. I want you to embrace the power of decluttering your life. Watch and see new opportunities, new connections, new experience. Watch they start flowing inside your life. All these new things now, because you're decluttered, start to come into your life for the flow. That's what I want you to start doing. And remember, you are the architect of your destination. You are the architect of your destination. No one else is. So make sure you choose wisely who you align to your world. Choose growth. Choose greatness. All of those, choose to delete anything that doesn't align with your magnificent vision you have for your life. Because when you do, you become unfreaking stoppable.